The dry bean scene, brought to you by SRS Commodities, North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Johnstown Bean Company, and BASF, your partner for better dry bean solutions. North Dakota State University Extension cropping systems specialist Greg Endres is our guest. Greg, what are we seeing for dry bean conditions?
Currently, our conditions are very good. We had our struggles earlier in the season at planting time. A lot of beans are planted in June, which is okay, but there was replanting that occurred that was even continuing, I think, into early July. We had to deal with wet soils and later planting and then winds. And so our stands are variable, and then development of plant stages are variable as well. So the dry beans that were planted in May, say the last 7 to 10 days of May, they should be blossoming at this time. And then beans planted in June are still in the vegetative state. But our conditions currently are very good for rapid growth of all of our crops, for that matter, including dry beans. With weeds, of course, hopefully people have had the opportunity to use a soil-applied herbicide to get weeds right at the start. And then now with the very excellent growing conditions that we have, if there's weeds that have emerged, we need to be especially diligent in scouting the fields and being timely on treating small weeds with our post-emergence herbicides. So that's really important. You know, dry beans compared to soybean just generally are slower in having canopy closure. It's just really important to be timely on those post-herbicide applications if they're to be made yet. And I'm quite sure there's a lot of fields that need treatments yet.
The dry bean scene, brought to you by SRS Commodities, North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Johnstown Bean Company, and BASF, your partner for better dry bean solutions.